Working. Yes, I do, young man. And if you do this, you will get unspeakable rewards from Pastor Haggard, who has promised to show you a good time. Okay. All right. Humor me. All right, levels up. On the board, all right. Even I, a genetically connected person to Gilligan, can do this. Anthony from PrometheusRadio.org. All right, so we are going to get two turntable songs that are very special for Pastor Haggard, who is the reason for the show tonight. So it is after 9, so let us begin. 10 seconds. Tapers and relay broadcasters and the like. Let's see. All right. Mr. Anthony is ready. Radio Volta is ready. Reverend Bookburn is ready. Let us begin. Good evening. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. And tonight we have a very special themed show, even though I say that every show. Tonight the theme is Blow by Blow with Pastor Haggard. And it is truly going to be that. We found a lot of great songs for Pastor Haggard. And we are going to just have to wait and see if he has accepted Reverend Bookburn's invitation to appear on the show tonight with or without a special guest. And I know Anthony from Prometheus Radio and Lava Zone and Radio Volta is eager to see if Pastor Haggard will show up. Pastor Ted Haggard, if you haven't heard of him, was not only president of the National Association of Evangelicals, not only a star of the cultist film Jesus Camp, not only a deliverer of the hearing voices vote for George W. Numbnuts corporate hoe Bush, but he was the meth snorting gay male prostitute paying and sexually active pastor who's not only a hypocrite, but a policy maker. That's right, a moralizer. And really, who is lower than these kinds of people? Who lies more, who cheats more, who misrepresents themselves more than those who tout morals and family values and Christian supremacy and preaching, of course, abstinence-only, quote, education, end quote. So we're going to have a lot of fun with Pastor Haggard tonight, possibly even literally. And we thank in advance the male worker who outed Pastor Ted Haggard. And let's play a song for Pastor Haggard to start the show. It is by the Evil Mothers and is entitled Never Trust a John.
Attention, everyone. This is an emergency broadcast. The unpleasant noise you are about to hear coming from your radio is not a mistake. Please do not turn off your radio, but turn up the volume on your receiver as high as it can go so that you can make the sound.
And play. handsome away and love something for more than a day. Don't make wishes and don't ever pray. I hear everything that you don't say.
Saying I hope you all have a fine Thanksgiving and that your bird is stuffed well. Did you notice, even though my dear President Bush threw Rummy off the ship, that he told him, "Don't float away too far, Rummy. I still have a Presidential Medal of Freedom to pin on you." Yes, sir, I'm starting to get suspicious about every time he opens his mouth and says, "You're doing a fine job," that it's like the mafia kiss of death. Not long after he utters those words, baby, you're gone. So let's get back to the fun stuff. Tomcat getting married in Italy. That's important news, isn't it? But besides that, let's just remember, if Jeffrey Dahmer had been a Republican, I'd have had to tell him to stop having dinner with young boys. We lost everything. Get to all this.
The Texas legislature has embarrassed itself with certain laws about sex ever since I can remember, and I've been covering them for more than 30 years now. And it just seems to me they ought to give up the entire endeavor. It's just an embarrassment to everybody when they do dipshit stuff like this. Don't know the general situation with law here in Texas. It is as follows. If you have six or more dildos, you are considered a felon in this state because it is assumed that you have intent to distribute, whereas if you have five or fewer, you are merely a hobbyist.
Weeks ago, I was in Forbidden Fruit, and I was wanting to buy a new harness, and they were telling me about all the ones with the quick releases and stuff like that, and then I realized that because of the laws that I really couldn't be specific and talk about dildos and harnesses and strap-ons, and so I had to switch it over and talk in the terms that they always switch you back to, which, so I was like talking about my educational model and my demonstrator, and so what I was saying to the clerk is that I was having problems with you know, getting my condom demonstrator on the model quickly enough, and I kept being afraid that I was losing my audience.
Educational models, demonstrators,
After hearing Donna's story, we decided to see for ourselves what dildo buying was like in Austin, Texas.
I'm interested in buying a strap-on dildo.
Well, we actually don't sell dildos here. Those are illegal in Texas. We have these educational models that are, I guess, more representational, penis-shaped, and if you're looking for something that vibrates, we have personal massagers up in the front.
The public is going to come in and continue to use whatever form or manner of description that they want. They like to come in and refer to them as dildos. We don't use the D word. Here at Forbidden Fruit.
All right, so these are
educational models.
Safer sex demonstrations, things like that.
These models that have animals on them and faces. What's that all
about? Well, these actually are not models. These are personal massagers. The models are the ones that are, I guess, more representational, that don't have any kind of function. These have functions. The little critter on top vibrates, and then this part rotates, and it's got like a cute little face on it.
We can sell things that look like penises, as long as they don't vibrate, and we can sell things that vibrate, as long as they don't look like penises.
We have people who come in from, I guess, you know, they're actual, like, health instructors and things like that. And we also have people who come in who just, you know, they have friends who need to be educated. They don't know, you know, about safer sex, condom use, and things like that.
Okay. So. Well, I have a friend who needs to be educated, too, so that would be my purpose in buying one.
This would probably be the biggest model. Okay, now this is kind of a smaller scale model of this one. It's called the Champ. This is the Champlet.
What are these used for?
Well, these are actually, these are butt plugs.
Butt plugs?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that's a demonstrator as well?
No, these are just to go in the butt.
Huh.
The anus is not defined as a sexual orifice by Texas law, so you can, you know, you can buy whatever you like to go there.
You've made a really good choice here. The model that you've chosen is real popular with educators because the silicone models also tend to be a bit more turgid, and because of the wider flanged base on them, they stand up more nicely and readily on their own if you're doing like a tabletop condom demonstration. You are going to be required to sign a release form stating that you are buying this for artistic, scientific, or educational purposes, and that's how it was sold or promoted to you. We don't sell or give this information to anyone. This is simply for our records. It protects us as well as you. We'll give you a couple of condoms just to start with.
Well, thanks so much for your help.
Well, you're so welcome. Thanks for shopping at Forbidden Fruit.
In case you're as confused as we are, here are a few of the rules. You can buy this if you're going to use it for educational purposes. You can buy one of these because, generally speaking, a penis doesn't have a face or an animal attached to it. And you can buy this because you can put anything up your butt as long as it isn't a penis. It was Walter Mingden, a two-term senator from Houston, who came up with the obscenities law.
It was a Mad Dog Mingden bill? You didn't tell me that. Now, of course, I really didn't remember that it was Mad Dog Mingden who introduced this fine bill. Mad Dog was so far to the right that when he got up to speak, other members of the House would bark and howl. That's how he got his name. He'd get up and post some damn fool thing, and the entire, you know, 149 other guys would be sitting there going, "Oh!" It's the Texas legislature. And in the 1970s, when the legislature rewrote the sodomy law, they outlawed almost everything anybody could think of, and quite a few that I'd never heard of before. And just before they were about to go to third and final reading, Representative Reno Ralston from Snyder leaped to his feet and said, wait a minute, we forgot mouth to anus with chickens. Whereupon everybody went, mouth to anus with chickens. But they put it in. Somebody had a genius idea. We needed to reform the entire penal code. I mean, it's totally ridiculous. There's so much terrible old stuff in there. And so, you can, as I say, you can't trust the legislature to do it. So what they did was they appointed the Blue Ribbon Commission. And they went through and they did a pretty good old job. And they threw out a lot of these old laws that were utterly useless. And they threw out 2106. Under state law 2106 in the state penal code, it is illegal to be gay in Texas. We haven't noticed so far that this has discouraged anyone from being gay or prevented them from becoming gay. Nevertheless, it's illegal to be gay in the state. And first it went over the Senate, the more liberal of the two bodies. And the guys in the Senate just got it up and voted it through without a single change. We were all astonished. So it gets the House, more conservative. And the minute it landed on the floor, there was State Representative Warren Chisholm. He is a Bible-thumping dwarf from Pampa, Texas. And he leaped to his feet and moved to reinstate homosexual sodomy in the penal code. Well, of course, all the guys was afraid that everybody would think they was queer if they didn't vote for it, so they did. And they reinstated homosexual sodomy in the penal code. Then some constitutional scholar explains to Warren that unless he also moves to reinstate heterosexual sodomy in the penal code, it's going to be declared unconstitutional as discriminatory. Well, Warren's nothing loath. He leaves to his feet and moves to reintroduce heterosexual sodomy into the penal code. Whereupon a really interesting debate ensued.
Speaker, members, you better come get this amendment and look at it, because this is a significant change in the law. I want to read this to you. It's quite offensive to me to have to read it in public. That's the way we make law. We're fixing to tell you what it is. A person commits an offense if a person engages in a sexual act involving the sexual organ of one person with the anus of another. And that is a Class C misdemeanor under this section of the law.
Madam Speaker.
I move for adoption.
Will the gentleman yield?
For what purpose, Ms. Danberg, will you yield, Mr. Chisholm?
I yield.
The gentleman yields, Ms. Danberg.
Mr. Chisholm, you're saying this is a significant change in the law, and yet you have it as a Class C misdemeanor. What's the penalty range for a Class C misdemeanor?
If you were in my county, it could be hanging.
Mr. Chisholm,
probably,
do you not
probably
know?
$500 in this county, but that's all right. And they probably would hang you for doing this in my county if they caught you.
A Class C misdemeanor is the same level of crime as a traffic ticket. Is that right?
I'm assuming that a traffic ticket, if you were doing something that they're going to fine you $500, they could probably do that. But it's not necessarily they have to fine you that much. That's a maximum. But I'd be willing to take an amendment to move that to a Class A or a felony or even a 3G offense if you so choose to do that, if you want to do that.
Well, it's you know, it's a very bad habit for people to have. It's own personal belief, but it's also a community belief, and you know the religious community believes it's a bad practice, as well as the health community, you know, describe it as a bad practice. My constituents didn't actually ask for that, but of course my constituents are a very conservative and very Christian group, and you know they send me down there to represent them, but they didn't call up and say do this.
What he was doing, and it seemed clear to me that it would be the only place in the entire statute book that you could be charged with a crime without having any intention, mens rea, without having any non-consensuality or force engaged. It could be with your wife. It could be consensual or even requested. And it could be a complete accident. What if it just slipped? He would make it a felony.
So in the end, they were all afraid that everybody would think they was preverts if they didn't vote for it, and so they did, and they reinstated heterosexual sodomy in the penal code. And Warren's at the front, Mike, and he and Talmadge Heflin, his big Christian ally from down in Houston, they are high-fiving and slapping each other on the back. Big double victory. And some of the guys in the press box called over the sergeant at arms and said, Sergeant, we want you to go over and reprimand both those men, because under the provisions of the amendments just passed by Representative Chisholm, it is now illegal for a prick to touch an asshole in this state.
Would Jesus allow a woman to run her hands all over him and kiss him when the Bible teaches and...
Jesus fucked the roads, I kill it on
Pacific.
Blessed your hearts for this message. Help us get it out. People need to know the truth in all denominations. Let's pray that millions may hear the other side through this album. Our address is on the back cover. Write for more albums. Have them sent to your friends or give them this address that they may have this message in their home so that the world might know the truth about the Lord Jesus Christ. Of the Gospels.
You heard All or Nothing HC doing Search for the Strength. The Big Boys did Hollywood Swinging. Spoor did Fear God. Molly Ivins did Dildo Diaries. Actual True Facts About the Texas Anti-Dildo Law of Recent Months. Before Molly Ivins, you heard Ms. Terry doing Dr. Whore from her 2006 Thanksgiving offering to this show. 27 did Warm Hands, Cold Heart, and started with the Evil Mothers doing Never Trust a John. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. It's on live Sunday nights from 9 to 11 East Coast Time USA at RadioVolta.org. And the show is usually uploaded, and repeat broadcasted 24/7 for free at Radio 4 All, the numeral 4, radio4all.net. And that is linked along with many other links and archives and goodies, updates and details and future show announcements at reverendbookburn.com. The Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation or lifestyle, including those from the transgendered or kink communities, outside or across the street from Catholic, fundamentalist, or any other Taliban-modeled theocratic church. If you want to write to the Reverend, write to Reverend Bookburn, care of Quail, as in Dan Numnuts Quail, the biggest fucking moron after Reagan and before George W. Enronho, corporate stooge, war criminal, liar, piss poor impersonator of Forrest Gump Bush. Quail, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, at sjcdc.org. And at that website, sjcdc.org, South Jersey Clinic Defense Coalition, you can check out an article entitled Theocracy and Sexual Freedom. There is no show next Sunday night, December 10th. However, in 2 weeks, on the heels of the Happy Spanksgiving show, yet another sacred annual holiday tradition. Yes, it is time once again for Reverend Bookburn's annual holiday Tree and Balls special. And we're going to have an extra special holiday show this year. That is in 2 weeks, December 17th, Reverend Bookburn's annual holiday Tree and Balls special. The following two Sundays, there is no show, and we are returning January 7th for the New Year show, followed by January 14th, when it is Reverend Bookburn's six-year anniversary doing The Reverend Is In at Radio Volta, and whoever is still relay broadcasting it these days. And so we'll have, of course, a celebration to attemptedly top all the previous ones. Tonight, the theme is Blow by Blow with Pastor Haggard, who was outed as a meth-snorting solicitor of a gay male prostitute for a period of time lasting a couple of years, a fact that was known by most of his fellow evangelists. And in the case of 99% of all humans, the natural, logical, only question that truly makes sense is, who the fuck cares? Whose business is it? However, Pastor Ted Haggard is not just any meth-snorting evangelist who has sex with a gay male prostitute. He is a theocrat. Yes, a holy crusader. Somebody who delivered the angel hallucinating voices hearing vote to George W. Numnuts Bush a crusader against the rights of women and gay people. A crusader against freedom and liberty. A crusader who seeks to make laws for all in this diverse nation, and actually beyond that, since the Bush regime has decided that it needs to escalate how much his regime, the Washington regime, the cabal, not only dictates corporate and sweatshop policies worldwide, but also culture policies worldwide, especially through their international family planning funding and AIDS funding bills. So actually, he's seeking to make policy not only throughout America, like his fellow religious conservative right-wing brothers are doing, but also to be a policymaker worldwide. So it's more than having fun with yet another holy rolling, moral crusading, family values touting, abstinence preaching, Christian supremacist hypocrite, who is, like the rest of them, a lying, cheating horn dog, but a policymaker, a force of theocracy and repression, and the shit canning of freedom and liberty. Therefore, the question changes from who the fuck cares, whose business is it, to what can we do to have more fun in the process of shining a spotlight on this asshole. So that's what we tend to resolve tonight for the Blow by Blow with Pastor Haggard show. And we have plenty of songs in accordance with the theme. Now, as always, not every song or track is directly relevant to the theme. However, I think there's a disproportionate higher amount of relevant to the theme songs for this particular show. So we're going to have a lot of fun with Pastor Haggard, and I should tell you that the Reverend did invite Pastor Ted Haggard to participate in this show tonight here in beautiful Philadelphia, and Lord knows he's rich enough to just jet around at will. The former president of the National Association of Evangelicals and primary pastor of a fucking mega church, and certainly gets a hell of a lot more dough than this reverend. So he has the means and the opportunity to participate in the show that is about him with Reverend Bookburn. However, we do not know for sure whether or not he will appear. He does have the option of showing up with a guest, so hopefully you will get even more entertainment via Pastor Haggard than you already have had so far, and hopefully it'll be juicy entertainment. I am already talked out and also overeager to get back to the music. So I guess just a few quickie things. Not quickie things in the Pastor Haggard sense, but quickie things in terms of passing along pertinent information. The first is that if you are in the Philadelphia area, whether you are in Pastor Haggard's entourage or not, or just passing through, or considering going through Philadelphia in the near future, there are birthday party events for a collective, non-hierarchical, anti-authoritarian, non-profit book and record distributing collective called Wooden Shoe Yes, you've heard about it a million times on the show. Wooden Shoe Books and Records, one of the favorite places of this reverend. And they have turned 30 years old this season. Actually, I believe next month. So, there's multiple Wooden Shoe birthday parties, and you could check that out. It's not only woodenshoebooks.com, but now they have a MySpace page, and that's one of the very first links at reverendbookburn.com under the latest posting for tonight's show, Blow by Blow with Pastor Haggard. Happy birthday, Wooden Shoe, and if you want to check out the party or read about it from afar, then check that out. Okay, I have to pass on some news that sucks. Two very worthwhile humans are no longer among the living. The first is, and I don't know how to pronounce this name, but Malachi Ritscher, 1954 to 2006, was very active in the present-day anti-war movement, and he is no longer with us because he took his own life, and that was a part of his statement, and I believe he set himself on fire, similar to what Kathy Chang did around 10 years ago in Philadelphia. And I, on some level, understand it, and on some level can say, yeah, I can see what he's doing. However, this reverend wants to say, please don't do that. Not only please don't hurt anybody else in whatever your trip is, or whatever you're protesting, or whatever you're doing, but also please don't hurt yourself, and certainly please don't snuff yourself out. You know, we've had to say goodbye to a handful of people in the last 6 years, plus before the show ever began, the loss of Abby Hoffman 2 years ago, the loss of Dave Blood, the bass player of the Dead Milkmen, and the Reverend, just rather than just go into that whole trip again, which we've dealt with before, suffice to say, please don't, whatever the reason or whatever the cause or whatever the breaking point, whatever it is, please do not do that. All right, goodbye, Malachi Ritscher, 1954 to 2006, and there's a link to an article about him at reverendbookburn.com. And goodbye to Dirk Dirksen, sometimes referred to as the Pope of Punk. He passed away, not through any act of his own, this past November 20th. Dirk Dirksen produced a lot of shows in the first wave of hardcore punk bands in the San Francisco area. And despite all the problems in the scene that would spring up every now and then, he managed to endure it all, continue to put on shows, became good friends with Jello Biafra and Joe Keithley from DOA and a handful of others. And it's, I think, undeniable that in terms of people who substantially contributed to the countercultures and to the ideals of the countercultures, he was certainly a very worthy person from the early 80s and to this day. And so we say also with honor and respect, goodbye to Dirk Dirksen. Okay. Well, that's cheery stuff. All right. And then we have some funny links too. There is... Oh, no, this is not up yet. This was after the page was updated, so I'll announce them on the air. First is, if you want to see what Danny DeVito was like after he drank all night with George Clooney and then appeared on that TV show called The View, You can see a video of that at VidClick, V-I-D-Click, vidclick.blogspot.com. Danny DeVito bashing Bush on The View. That's pretty funny. And on the front page of nationallampoon.com, and this is worthwhile, Seinfeld, the lost episode. Now, you're probably thinking, if you have similar tastes to the Reverend, that Seinfeld was possibly the only show ever to suck worse than Everyone Loves Raymond, or these Survivor shows, or these right-wing pundit shows. But this is worthwhile. Seinfeld, the lost episode, at nationallampoon.com. And now, in honor of Pastor Ted Haggard, one of the funniest websites of the new century and a brand new discovery on the show, and never linked at reverendbookburn.com before, never mentioned on the show, brand new discovery, very funny, very worthwhile. You can see him, and you can see real sightings and miracles, and I think I mentioned you can see him with a capital H. Get Behind Jesus! Exclamation point. And you can find that at getbehindjesus.net. And try to pick yourself up off the floor from laughter if you see that. Getbehindjesus.net. And if you're with Pastor Haggard somewhere other than here, be sure to click on it right now and see it immediately. Sit with him while he tells you that it is severely immoral. Okay, for those interested, since it seems to be a subject of interest more and more, yes, the show ends with a closing song, and then there's like a first song after the show, which, since there's no show after the Reverend is in at Radio Volta, means it's from this mega, mega playing list that has literally several thousand songs on it. And the Reverend tries to pick something other than just what's randomly on there. Well, and sometimes they're included in the recorded versions of the show as they appear at reverendbookburn.com, wrong, and radioforall.net. So, in fact, usually they are. So, I will tell you what it was. Last week it was Law and Order by Stiff Little Fingers. All right. Now, most definitely talked out. We're going to have more fun with Pastor Ted Haggard when we come back. Since Mr. Anthony told us that the turntable is working, let's see, let's turn off the CD player. All or Nothing HC is in the background. And we will attempt to play a track by Pansy Division, and I think Pastor Haggard will really like this. The band is Pansy Division. It's 7-inch vinyl, 45, from their release entitled For Those About to Suck Cock. And this song is entitled Sweet Pain. Lord, please make this turntable work. We pray to thee.
Do it. doggy style. U.S. Custom Coast Guard dope dog, nicknamed Buster. Like most dope sniffing dogs, he's got a habit, trained to have the habit. Pick up the tracks of the traffic, trapping like a rabbit up the coastline. Canine, control substance retriever, receiver of the golden nose award for leading to the cash, cashing in on the stash. Now he's in line for his issue of the booty. Never do he do a line in the line of duty. He's a dope dog. U.S. Custom Coast Guard dope dog. Keen sense of smell, tracking the telltale trails of cartel dope boats. Big dope, never a gram or OZ, kilo, too low key. Gotta be tons of P-blow, bells of lumbo. Another dog sniffing one another's tails. He can track the profits from a dope sale straight to the stink account. Big banks, banking on laundered dirty money, not stinking. He follow his nose, and as the wind blows, he get a whiff, he take a sniff. C-I-A-I-O. And with those drugs he bought some arms. C-I-A-I-O. It was a bang bang here and a snort snort there. Here bang there snort bang and snorts everywhere. O-Mac uncle starts a war. C-I-A-I-O. But the war on drugs is hell on a dope dog nose. It smells where the nose goes when the dough's closed. And the dealer wanna have the dope in the booty, in the twat, then they start and make the dog sniff his bowel, foul as they fart in his face. Damn, for a shitty half gram. The U.S. Custom Coast Guard dope dog, nicknamed Bust'em. Like most dope sniffing dogs, he's got a habit, trained to have the habit. Pick up the tracks of the traffickers, track them like a rabbit of the coastline. Canine control substance retriever, receiver of the Golden Nose Award.
The toxic waste comes a fox that wastes no time. A genetically improved smell capability. The long and wagging tales of the possibility of clone canine. Conceived under the influence of toxic waste, the doctors, computer bugs, debugging devices, and vice versa, and various viruses. Collected in retirement, no mention. No requirement, no way in this pension for the upkeep, the keeping up of the habit. The system have a habit of making sure you get a habit that can't be kept up with unless you're a dope dog.
A dope dog. An undercover knock with a bark, he took a bite out of crime. Posing as a CNI dog, he bit the blind. The man with the cane made a coat. Sure as the dope boats float, the media goes comatose. Unrelated over-the-counter overdose, now become drug-related. Aided and abetted by a lot of apprehension and indifference. The bigger the headache, the bigger the pill. Take your medicine, cause you're gonna be ill. When I tell you the deal on dope, there's more profit in pretending that we're stopping it than selling it. Selling out, we're in for the shock of a lifetime. Stopping, we might find faces in prime time, and faces of yours and mine. Over the counter, under the counter, on the counter, the drugs is not the drugs. They drag it through the mud. It's the money, it ain't funny.
A dope dog. Oh, my uncle has a bank. Drugs are sure to flow. B-C-C-I-C-I-A-D-E-A-I-O.
U.S. Custom Coast Guard dope dog, the nickname Bustin. Like most dope sniffing dog, gotta have it, trained to have the habit. Pick up the tracks of the traffickers, track them like a rabbit up the coastline. Canine, control substance retriever, receiver of the Golden Nose Award. For leaning to the cash, cashing in on the stash. Now he's in line for his issue of the booty. Never do a line in the line of duty. He's a dope dog. He can smell the cargo on the boats and planes, the trains and things. He can smell the cargo on boats and planes and trains and things.
JM, y'all.
Come on.
JM, y'all. Come on. JM, y'all. JM, y'all.
Oh.
So so deep, come on.
I know a dude named Jimmy used to run up in me. Nighttime, pissy drunk off the Henny and Remy. I didn't mind it when he fucked me from behind it. Felt fine, especially when he used to grind it. He was a trick when I sucked his dick. He used to pass me bricks, credit cards and shit. Suck him to sleep, I took the keys to the Jeep. Tell him I'll be back, go fuck with some other cats. Flirting, getting numbers in the summer. Whole hop, raw top, and my man's dropped. And his homie Jimmy, he's screaming, gimme. Lay me on my back, busting nuts all in me. After 10 times we fucked, I think I bust twice. He was nice, kept my neck filled with ice. Put me in Chanel's, kept me out nice. Cross sucking his dick, blocking the mic. It was something about this dude I couldn't stand. Something that could have made his ass a real man. Something I wanted, but I never was pushy. The motherfucker never ate my pussy.
Say what?
I don't want dick tonight.
Come on.
Eat my pussy right.
Little Kim, little Kim, bring it to me now.
I know a dude named Ron Dude, push a Q. Had a wow crew on Flatbush and Avenue U. Had a weed spot, used to pump African Black. He used to steal his bag so his workers wouldn't tap. I used to see him in the tunnel with buckets of Dawn. Whisper in my ear, he wanna get his fuck on. I dug him, so I fucked him. It wasn't nothing. He wanted me to suck him, but I didn't. I ain't fronting. The sex was whack, a four-stroke creep. I jumped on a dick, rode his ass to sleep. He called next week, asking why I ain't beep him. I thought your ass was still sleeping. He laughed. Told me he bought a new calf. Could he come over right fast and fuck my pretty ass? I'll pass, nigga, the dick was trash. If sex was record sales, you would be double glass. Like only way you seeing me is if you eating me.
Come on.
Downtown taste my love like Harvest Brand. Trying to impress me with your 5G stones. I'll give you 10 G's, nigga, if you leave me alone. Screaming. You ain't licking this, you ain't sticking this, and I got witnesses. Ask any nigga I've been with, they ain't hit shit till they suck their tongue in this. I ain't with that front and shit. I got my own bins, I got my own ends, immediate friends.
That's right.
Me and my girls rock worlds of big niggas. Fuck for car keys and double digit figures. Good dick I cherish, I could be blunt. I treat it like it's precious, I ain't all front. But limp dick niggas that's fronting like they really suck my pussy till they kill me. You feel me?
Let's stop the world and now we're here. Dream of a
Christ was gay.
He did walk around with 12 men and die in a diaper. Didn't he? Didn't he? Didn't he? Didn't he? Didn't he? Didn't
he?
Nigel Peppercock doing Needles and Whores. Before that, Corporate Avenger did Jesus Christ, Homosexual. Communique did Carrie Ann. Good Riddance did I Melt With You. Lil' Kim did Not Tonight. George Clinton and the P-Funk All-Stars did U.S. Custom Coast Guard Duke Dog. And started off with Pansy Division doing Sweet Pain from the For Those About to Suck Cock single release. This is Reverend Booker, and the show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme is Blow by Blow with Pastor Haggard. And let's see, I think we have a personal ad from Pastor Ted Haggard. Let's see, what does it say? The print is so small. Ah, here it is. Lonely, abstinent, moral crusader, advocate of family values, seeking handsome buff boys with white powder for oral and anal pleasures. Please call the National Association of Evangelicals if interested, and please send lots of pictures. I'm also on Match and a lot of other commercial corporate meat fests. Okay, thank you, Pastor Haggard, for sharing your ad with us. Hopefully he will be on in a little bit. I don't know, Anthony left, so he was the one who was going to escort him into the room, if possible. In addition to being the star of Jesus Camp, the video, which is also on excerpts of that are on YouTube, where he's crusading against the evil homosexuals, etc., etc. He was also in other videos on the same subject, and crusading pretty much like a kind of an American Christian version of the Taliban. So it wasn't just about the gay issue, it was about, like, birth control, abortion, sexual freedom, the usual list that the moral crusaders, when it's daylight, are preaching to others about. And so I thought, as a tribute to Pastor Haggard, we not only need to have fun with him on the show, but to kind of counter the destructiveness of the policies that total ass wipes like those in the Bush regime make for everybody in this diverse culture, if it in fact is a culture, and by extension those worldwide under their domination, and kind of reverse their destructiveness. So, in light of the fact that birth control information has been restricted and less available and less accessible to people, then it is time to counter the effects of and policies of Pastor Haggard's and the Bush regime of the world and make it more accessible. So, in honor of Pastor Haggard and tonight's show, as soon as possible, let's see a whole lot more posters. I don't care if this information is also spray painted on the walls. Billboards are okay. Skywriting, okay. Anything in cyberspace, totally okay. Up-to-date information, ECP, emergency contraception, the morning after pill, RU486. Everything that you won't get from these abstinence preachers and Catholic hospitals and merged with Catholic hospitals, and of course these wing nuts that Bush is appointing to the Food and Drug Administration and the International Family Planning Association. So, a call to action while we're waiting for Pastor Haggard to appear on the show. Please spread contraceptive information everywhere, especially to the young, since dipshits are now more in abundance in the establishing of school curriculums. Okay. Let's play some more tunes, and then we'll give Pastor Haggard one last chance to walk through the store. We're going to play from a Florida compilation release entitled Sodomized by Marsha Brady, and the band is entitled, or rather the band is called SBNB, and the song is, let's turn off Nigel Peppercock who's in the background, and the song is entitled George Bush's Daughters Need Discipline.
Sorry, dear listeners, but there was no sound being generated while the song was playing. Back to you, Reverend Bookburn.
Mom and dad are such a lonely pair. What the hell's really up when the I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message. It's hard to be a wingnut who is surrounded by wholly delusional nutjobs who are even crazier than Carl Rue. However, we need them, like the guy who wrote the Keeping Trust, Tempting Faith book, Men, when we put him in the Department of Faith-Based Star Wars Initiatives. Therefore, I commend Pastor Hagrid, even though he did a sin, because he brought lots of votes to me, and he made lesser people, and more of the littler people, and much dysfunctionable people, to stay abstinent while we got the party. It truly is beautiful at the top. I'm George W. Bush, and I approved that message.
kiss away. It's just a kiss away. War children.
Bush administration is not sexy people. None of them. Not even Laura Bush, who I think Laura Bush is pretty, but you know her pussy tastes like Lysol. Do you see why I was disinvited to the Democratic National Convention? Because I'm dangerous. I speak the truth. I know there are a lot of mans in here who have no idea what pussy tastes like. Never had, never will, okay. Girl, I'm allergic. If I even have a little itty bitty tiny itty bitty piece of pussy, my throat will swell up. Die. See, I got my bracelet. I don't want to give the impression that pussy has a pine aftertaste. It's better than Barbara Bush. That's just straight up mothballs. That's a mouthful of Bengay. That's what that is. My whole face is numb. Probably gonna get shot. So enjoy it while you can.
The nurse is looking anxious, quivering with fright. I'm looking through
is confused. I listen to my earphones and I catch the evening news. A murderer has been killed and he don't make his sight to science. I'm locked into a private ward. I realize that I must be looking through Gary Gilmore's eyes. Looking through Gary Gilmore's eyes.
Of every doctor who prioritizes greed over patient care, safety, and ethical and many other issues. And I'm here to celebrate greed and the destruction of quality services and clean facilities. I couldn't be bothered with people who are on Medicaid. I simply want to rake in the money, screw my staff, and tell you to get on your back. And it is my pleasure to introduce a song by the Hookers called Satan's Highway. Thank you.
Jersey, that sky starts to drain from you. It's when my woman pawns a voice of that, shaking like her, oh, that she's a sailor. Yeah, well, you know, I just want one clue. When the city drops into the night, before the door missed this one moment of the light, that's when everything seems clear.
Oh,
listening, there's a check-in. That check-in and hours for unlocked doors. And Billy's sister's getting frantic, cause his middle sister's little brother can't score. It's when the woman of my dreams is, oh my God, it's the one I adore. Each promise was just one promise more. When the city drops into the night, before the darkness takes one moment of light, that's when everything seems clear. On the other side, you know it seems so near. Well, let's sing it along. I think it's gonna be just about right. Before the city drops, the city drops, and goes down into the night.
There's one moment of my life, that's when everything seems
Yes, it's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week. And we have a runner-up as well. The runner-up to Asshole of the Week is tonight, Sunday, December 3rd, 2006, at RadioVolta.org and Radio4All.net and ReverendBookburn.com. The runner-up to Asshole of the Week is Kevin Parker, known on YouTube.com as Captain Awesome. Captain Awesome recently received much attention for faking being attacked by Muslim extremists and uploading a video in which he communicated those messages, which were complete fabrication, thus generating more hostility, tensions, and possible additional hate crimes than have already been in abundance in the last 5 and 6 years. Kevin Parker, also known as Captain Awesome, you are the runner-up to Asshole of the Week. And that means that tonight, our special recipient has to be even more deserving than our runner-up. Inconceivable as that may seem, somebody even more worthy than any runner-up could be. Somebody who stands out, who deserves extra special fart sounds, as recorded by Marlon, the late and great engineer of The Reverend Is In. Somebody truly worthy. And that very special someone is... Hey. What happened to the fart sounds? You gotta have fart sounds for Asshole of the Week. I'm sorry. First, Cheech from Cheech and Chum.
Oh, shit, man! Put out a warning when you do one of those, man!
That's better. Tonight, our special Asshole of the Week is... And I can't believe he has never earned this special award before tonight. Asshole of the Week is Pastor Ted Haggard himself, from the National Association of Evangelists and the head of Super Mega Church, and key insider of the Bush regime, deliverer of the delusional voices hearing vote to Bush in 2004, homophobe, woman hostile, enemy of freedom and liberty, friend of Taliban types worldwide who stand for holy dictatorships and against basic human rights, star of the Jesus Camp movie, Pastor Ted Haggard, too chicken shit to appear on the show, snorter of methamphetamine in your nostrils, man who spent a couple of years having sex with a gay male prostitute with the full knowledge of your fellow Christian Taliban brothers in at the head of religious broadcasting and leadership, while scamming mindless sheep followers for millions and millions of dollars, Pastor Ted Haggard You are Asshole of the Week. And we have now heard enough of the fart sounds. You heard Stoma Boy with Marrow doing City Drops into the Night. Before that, the Hookers did Satan's Highway. The Adverts did Gary Gilmore's Eyes. Margaret Cho did Laura and Barbara Bush from her comedy CD, Assassin. Sisters of Mercy did Gimme Shelter. Gay Cowboys in Bondage did Domestic Battlefield. And started off with SBMB doing George Bush's Daughters Need Discipline. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme has been Blow by Blow with Pastor Haggard, and most definitely fun and worthwhile to do. There is no show next Sunday night, but in 2 weeks, on December 17th, the Reverend's annual holiday Tree and Balls special, and then we're off for two more weeks, returning January 7th, 2007, for the New Year show. And then on January 14th, Reverend Bookburn's six-year anniversary show. So tune into those. As always, there will be updates, details, and loads of links and goodies at reverendbookburn.com. Write to me, Quayle, Quayle, at sjcdc.org. And you can look for the show to hear again or to turn somebody else onto it in a couple of days at Radio for All, Radio numeral 4, all.net. Okay, so I will see you in 2 weeks. I have a closing song, and then we'll get out of here. Let's see. Let's make it a good one. Let's play a song by the Teeny Freaks, entitled Cooler Than Jesus. Good night.